While it's something he never hoped to do, John Cumming, the CEO of Powder Corp, emailed the sale announcement just 5 minutes before news of the acquisition came from Vail Resorts headquarters. Now, instead of paying out $17.5 million required by the bond that was set by the judge in order to operate the resort this winter, Powder Corp will have nine times that amount in its bank account. In a prepared statement, Cumming said while selling was the last thing he wanted to do, and while he believes the law around this issue should be changed, the protracted legal battle isn't in line with his company's core values. A sale, he said, was the only way to provide long-term certainty for PCMR employees and the Park City community. Cumming added that he and his family are extremely grateful for the opportunity they had in making PCMR what it is today, and they appreciate the dedicated employees and all of the people who have supported them over the years. The settlement with Vail Resorts stipulates that Vail must retain Park City Mountain Resort employees in their current roles. However, PCMR President Jenny Smith has announced her resignation. Her last day is today. The acquisition includes all of the assets of Greater Park City Company, the land used for ski terrain at the resort held by Ian Cumming, certain base parking lots owned by Powder Development Corp., which have been approved for some 687,000 square feet of residential and commercial development. The acquisition does not include the Gargoza tubing operation located off of Interstate 80. Rob Katz, the CEO and chairman of Vail Resorts, was quoted as saying that he's very pleased to bring a permanent end to the dispute and to provide assurance to the guests and employees of PCMR and everyone in the Park City community. He added that this has been a very difficult period to everyone involved, and he commended Cumming and Powder Corp. for helping to find a solution to the situation. Blaise Carrig, president of Vail Resorts, will act as interim chief operating officer for the resort. Mountain operations for PCMR and Canyons will remain separate for this ski season, but PCMR will be added to the company's Epic Pass program, which will now offer skiers access to 22 resorts this year. All PCMR passes for the season will be honored and can be exchanged or upgraded for a season's pass that will also be valid at Canyons. According to Vail Resorts' statement, the Epic Pass and the Epic Local Pass will be valid at PCMR this season. However, on snow.com, where Epic Passes can be purchased, they report that Epic Local Pass access to Park City will be announced in the coming weeks. Talisker, the property owner of the land that has been in dispute for the last 3 years, also weighed in on today's news. Talisker attorney John Lund wrote, quote, "Talisker is extremely pleased that Vail Resorts has reached a long-term solution with PCMR, and we look forward to Vail providing a world-class mountain experience for the guests, employees, residents, and business owners of Park City. We appreciate the faith and confidence that everyone placed in the judicial process to bring the parties to this outcome." I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.